Senator, whoa, Len Susio.
Look at that.
My gosh, he is
look
back
what
with
happened.
Us. And how about that toll revenue? Oh, how about Senator, good morning, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you, Brad, and to you too, Paul.
Hello, Len. How are you? How are you? What's cooking here? I mean, thankfully, you're one of the people that, you know, kind of keeps people abreast of the stuff that doesn't make the headlines, and we are still talking about tolls here.
That's right. And as you know, there was a controversial vote to fund a $10 million study,
Yep. The
fourth study that it would be in the last 4 years on tolls in Connecticut. And as part of the Bond Commission hearing on July 25th, Commissioner Redeker testified that he has seen numbers that would indicate that we could raise over $1 billion of net revenue a year with tolls at only 3.5 cents a mile. When I was at the hearing, and I'm vice chair of the Transportation Committee, I almost jumped out of my seat when I heard him say that, because I've read all the toll studies that were done, and none of them come close to that number.
What figure do they? What figure do they? Do they quote?
They quote anywhere from 10 cents to 20 cents a mile, and they will bring in anywhere from $1 billion to $1.5 billion at those rates. So we're talking 3 to 6 times the rate he was talking that day. And so I contacted his office. I emailed his office the very next day asking him to give me the numbers that he used to back up his claim. I didn't get a response. The next week I sent an email, no response. The third week I sent another email, no response. Then we talked to the liaison to the legislature. She said they would get back to me. Still they didn't. So I finally issued a FOIA request. I'm vice chair of the Transportation Committee, and to get information from the commissioner of the Department of Transportation, I had to issue a FOIA request.
What? Freedom of information.
Freedom of information.
Yeah, exactly. And so they responded that what he was talking about was some unfinished numbers, and they couldn't release them yet because they're so unfinished.
Ah.
So I wrote back and said, well, wait a minute. He was quoting all these numbers to influence the Bond Commission to make a critical decision to borrow $10 million, and he didn't qualify his remarks as preliminary or tentative at all. And so I asked him to clarify for the record, and they haven't done that. I've asked him, therefore, I said, you owe it to the public to divulge the information you were relying on. I was told it would be at least another month before he had anything that could possibly be released. That month has passed, and I've gotten nothing yet either.
You mean to tell me all the time that you have been doing this, you have talked to him originally,
yes,
and they haven't gotten anything to you? This
nothing.
Is ridiculous.
And they refuse to. They refuse to. Brad, they know he was playing fast and loose with the truth to influence the Bond Commission to make that terrible decision. And it's time that he comes clean with it and divulges that to the public. It certainly taints the Bond Commission decision, if it wasn't tainted already, to borrow another $10 million for a fourth study, which we don't need. I think it was just inappropriate for him to cite preliminary, unqualified data that he won't disclose to anybody but himself.
Len, I know that pre-election here, pre-election day for the General Assembly and for the governor's seat, I mean, nobody, even the Assembly Democrats, they didn't really want to touch the toll thing with a 10-foot pole. Now, let's fast forward past election day in a couple of weeks. Let's look at the scenario if, and who knows if that's going to happen, if Mr. Lamont is elected. You know, is he, in your mind, is he going to try and jam tolls through here? You know, I know he's talked about this trucks-only thing.
That's what he says all the time.
Which people say is illegal. You couldn't do that. It would jeopardize our federal highway funds. Is the worm going to turn here, Len, after Election Day?
I believe it's a distinct possibility. And think about this. Not only is the truck toll thing being litigated in Rhode Island,
yeah,
because it's really up for grabs, but not only that, let's say it turns out to be legitimate and you can do it. The cost of installing the toll gantries, according to the studies that have already been done,
yeah,
would run anywhere from $450 million to $635 million.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to install the same number of toll gantries for trucks as it would for cars.
And there was also a story, Len. I don't know whether you saw this, and Brad, there was a story I saw last night. They have this so-called trucks-only toll. Is it Indiana, Len?
That was on 2 weeks ago,
yeah,
too. I saw that.
I think it was Indiana, and now you know what's happening? The people on the local roads are going crazy because you have all these trucks and big rigs going onto the local roads to try and avoid the tolls.
Of course. Of course.
And by the way, if the commissioner read any of the three studies that have been done already, 1,500 pages, the consultants warn about that what they call diversion would occur. And they estimate, depending on how much the tolls are, that 10 to 30% of the traffic would divert off the highway to avoid the tolls and wreaking havoc on the local roads, which is exactly what you're pointing out right now, Paul and Brad. It's a serious problem. And I just say this, if a public official is going to make a statement based on facts, in quotes, he owes it to the public to divulge those facts. You can't have it both ways and say, oh, I'm going to influence the commission to make this momentous decision, but I'm not going to tell you where I got those numbers. Just trust me. He owes it to the public. And shame on the commissioner for not divulging and coming clean. But I think he was doing the governor's bidding because the governor asked him, like on the spur of the moment, hey, give us some testimony regarding this. So that the bond commission can move forward and approve the $10 million debt to yet another study. So I don't think there was anything really there. I think it was just an attempt to manipulate the bond commission to make a decision that nobody in Connecticut likes.
$10 million. And then what do you think the public? Study. What do you think the public is going to think? That's why I'm glad, Senator, and I know I speak for my partner too, that you come on this program because there's one thing you have done. And we check it out because we want more information if we can get some. And I'll tell you, Len, you have always been right on the money. Right on the money. And we thank you for it.
Yep. I suggest you invite the commissioner to come on and talk about the numbers he won't talk to anybody about.
Well, we thank you for that.
Thanks, Len.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
We'll talk to you soon.
There you go. So.